October 7th, 2015, the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary. Our Lady comes as Our Lady of Fatima and is surrounded by the Rosary of the Unborn. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, thank you for answering my call to come here on the Feast of the Holy Rosary. If I could summarize the 30 years of messages given this visionary, I would say they are all contained in the Rosary. Every mystery is a reflection of holy love. The Rosary is the anchor of the remnant faithful amidst a sea of lies and confusion. Entrust the faith of your hearts to me, the protectress of your faith, and do not be misled by those who do not know me. Dear children, every Rosary you pray from the heart is heaven's weapon of mass destruction against evil. The evils of the day demand your attentive prayers, your aggressive prayers. Do not allow Satan to discourage you by way of hopelessness. The world without your prayers would be the definition of hopelessness. Evil would prevail in every heart. These days, there are whole areas of the world where this is so. The news is filled with every sort of evil plot and action on the part of individuals and certain groups. These cannot be explained away in any manner except to acknowledge Satan's influence over hearts. These events must encourage your prayers, not discourage them. Dear children, God has given you some good teachers, but their voices have been overpowered by the din of liberals. Many who are now in leadership roles are only politically motivated and do not lead towards the welfare of the world. This generation has been given the gift, the weapon, of the Rosary of the Unborn. Use it to defeat the evil that politics has put in place. It is your lifeline between free will and God's divine will. Do not allow the issue of the sale of body parts from unborn children to quiet down. This is a glimpse into the reality of the evil of abortion. Through the prayers of the Rosary, every evil that threatens life as you know it can be defeated. The Rosary can expose the evil that is in hearts before it spills out into the world. A devotion to the Holy Rosary is a special sign of predestination. Dear little children, you do not realize the threat of evil all around you. You do not realize how much I need your prayers. Please join me in the destruction of Satan's plans, which begin by presenting good as evil and evil as good, and end in the condemnation of every soul. Devote the rest of your lives to Satan's defeat by praying the Rosary. Solemnly, I tell you that within certain hearts there is the desire to create a new world order, a one-world government, even a one-world religion. I have come to you today to plead for another common agenda, one of world prayer, that evil is recognized and exposed. In a combined world prayer effort through the Holy Rosary, this can be accomplished. Only by recognizing evil can truth be victorious. Let your rosaries unite and encircle the globe. Never tire of giving me one more Hail Mary towards this cause. I am asking the holy souls in purgatory to support you in this prayer effort. Today, on the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary, I come to you with heaven's global call to arms. Yes, dear children, arm yourselves with the Rosary, a simple but effective solution to earth's woes. Each one of you has been chosen to receive this call and to act upon it. This is a globalization not designed to hand over power to a few, but to all who will pray the Rosary from a heart of holy love. It is my job to be with you today and to tell you that I am taking all of your petitions into my Immaculate Heart to present them to my Son in heaven. If you are living in holy love, dear children, you will find it easy to be united through the Rosary. And this campaign to make the Rosary a global weapon will be successful. Fear nothing, but trust in God's grace. Today, I'm extending to you my blessing of holy love.